Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Antonio Albano. Antonio Albano teaches about sacred geometry, which is what we're going to be listening to about today. You can find out more about Antonio Albano at her website, AntonioAlbano.com. Welcome, Antonio Albano.
Thank you, Catherine. I've really been looking forward to this.
So, Antonio Albano, what exactly is sacred geometry?
Well, Catherine, sacred geometry is considered to be thought forms in the mind of God. And they're intelligence carriers, and they're packed thought forms that need to be unpacked. They're incredible amounts of embedded information in a geometric shape. They're considered to be blueprints of creation, and they're the patterns which create the manifest world. So we as humans, it's important that we develop the capacity to unpack that information and into our linear thinking.
Now, Antonio Albano, most of us study geometry at some point in school. And when I studied geometry, I studied about triangles and pyramids and hexagons and circles. How does sacred geometry relate to the geometry that many of us studied in school?
Well, I certainly was a student of geometry in school, and I haven't gone back that route. I don't really work in that field. I've actually been bringing through a whole family of sacred geometry that is actually new. And so it's a very different way of working with geometry. In school, I never learned to meditate with it and unpack information and have it speak to me and sing to me and become alive. Whereas the geometries that I've been gifted to bring through actually are intelligence manifest, and they are here for a very specific reason, which we'll go into probably later.
All right. So for somebody who's wanting to learn, what you're saying is sacred geometry has nothing to do with a triangle or a pyramid or a circle or a square. Did I get that right?
Not saying it doesn't, that all geometry, in fact, the Platonic solids that most of us have been introduced to are considered to be the building blocks of all organic matter on this earth plane. That's amazing. Five Platonic solids, Plato is credited with giving the name the Platonic solids, but I've just read recently that they have actually been discovered even 1,000 years before Plato.
So what exactly are the five Platonic solids?
Well, the tetrahedron is one. I'm just trying to think. I don't work with them in the same way. So,
okay.
Catherine, yeah.
Sure. Moving on. So So at any rate, so what you're saying, if I'm understanding you correctly, sacred geometry has nothing to do with the geometry that we learn in school, nothing to do with triangles, circles, squares, pyramids, hexagons, octagons.
The tetrahedron, the cube, the octahedron, dodecahedron, and icosahedron are the building blocks of all organic matter. The geometries that that I'm working with are specifically about the next octave of love and the next octave of human. They're called the geometric technologies of love. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that they don't have anything to do with them, because they're part of the creation process.
Okay.
But they are very specifically oriented.
Okay. So how did you, Antonio Albano, go about discovering this? I've heard of sacred geometry for years. Is this something you personally invented or something that you studied? How did you come into contact with this information?
Well, I was on a what I'm calling a modern day vision quest. And one night about midnight, I was just sketching. And I looked down and I saw this beautiful shape that was very simple. And it's the one you see on this on the screen here. For those of you that are on radio, it's a golden ratio infinity and a beautifully shaped heart. And I just knew that it was beautiful. And from there, the journey began, and it came over several years, and the information started to come in at that time.
So what you're saying is, if I'm hearing you correctly, Antonio Albano, is that you've channeled new information about sacred geometry. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So why do you call sacred geometry a spiritual science?
Well, it's generally held as a communicator between the spiritual realm and physical manifestation, the material realm. So it's, as I mentioned earlier, it's considered to be thought forms in the mind of God in the creation process. So the physical manifestation is where the science would come in, and the connection with the creation process is the spiritual. The two are it's a marriage of the two. It's called a spiritual science.
All right. So how does sacred geometry make a difference in a person's health and well-being?
Well, it brings incoherent energy to a coherence, a state of coherency. It's benefit, and in a state of coherency, obviously our bodies have a homeostasis in the body, so that our organs, our systems, and everything are in a more balanced state. There's a state of equilibrium that is in our body. It also brings about a state of spiritual well-being. So developing an expanded consciousness, helping people to live more fully.
All right, so let's talk about this practically, okay? So, for example, if someone's using feng shui, then they intentionally organize their home and office and their living space in order to balance the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So how does an audience member, someone who's actually trying to understand what you are saying, use sacred geometry in their life?
That's a whole process of what I teach. So we learn to communicate with these particular geometries by meditating with them, by tracing them on a piece of paper that are in perfect proportion. So you're tracing them. I call them finger tracers, but it allows your body to actually feel it, see it, and take it into the body, into its memory. Talking to it, inviting it to be with you. Over the years, I've gotten pros. I've gotten their messages, why they're here, and what they're here to do. I've gotten song. So it's an individual process, but connecting with geometric shapes is something that is an intentional connection, choosing to align with whatever their message is.
Okay. So for someone who's never heard of sacred geometry before and who's doing their best to understand what it is you're actually trying to say, so can you give us an idea of what these shapes look like? So we're mostly familiar with a square, a rectangle, a circle. So what do these shapes look like that you've channeled?
Well, Catherine, there are seven in total. I can describe them. I think it's unfortunately because it's radio, we can't have the visual aspect, but I mentioned a golden ratio infinity, and that is the first time that this particular geometry has been on this earth plane. And I know what I'm speaking sounds really far out there, and it's taken me years to be able to speak it. And without speaking it, I'm not doing the geometry's justice. So the golden ratio is a golden ratio proportioned infinity. And so this came through in January of 2004. And shortly after that, we started seeing in the public sector infinity signs standing up, which for the first time, rarely did you ever see them stand up. And even today, if you were to Google a heart and an infinity, 80 to 90% of them are horizontal. In school, we learned about them as the lazy eight, and they were equilateral infinities. And that in and of itself has its own particular vibration and use. This is standing up, and it is in perfect golden ratio proportion, which is a mathematical equation that is the most ubiquitous in creation. And I say that because the mathematical equation is the most simple of all. It's not the only equation in creation, but it is the most ubiquitous because of the simplicity of its mathematical equation.
Now, for our audience, the golden ratio is something that you'll find in galaxies. If you look out at the stars, you'll find it in the organization of a sunflower. You'll find the golden ratio in the organization of hurricanes. Of all living energies are organized in this beautiful golden ratio. So can you explain for our audience a little bit more about what exactly is the golden ratio? And I know the Greeks used it in their architecture.
Well, one of the things I would like to mention, Catherine, is the more I have researched it over the years, the more I'm finding that universities are actually finding that in the whole composition of the human body, that organs can regenerate with the golden ratio, there is so much organization in the body and regeneration of the body that they are now identifying in the medical field that are talking about the golden ratio. There's actually even a book that was written by someone, I can't think of his name right now, that is talking about that a heart that has certain ratios will be a healthier heart and not have as many and not be prone to heart attacks or strokes. So there's just so much coming out that is embracing from the medical aspect, in addition to what you mentioned as far as the whole natural environment.
So you're saying is that doctors who measure the size of different organs, when they find an organ, your heart, for example, in the proportions of golden ratio, are the health that heart is healthier. Did I get that right?
No, not the physical proportions. The ratios between the positive and the negative, the ratios that they use for hearts. Measurement.
Okay, and you're referring to blood pressure, heart rate, or what are you referring to?
I'm referring to, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it, but the diastolic and the systolic, the ratio between two of those, when they're in a golden ratio proportion, that that individual will have a far less heart attack. And a lot of that has to do also with, on the energetic level, you're talking about a body that's more in a homeostasis, equal balance, harmony, just more in balance. And this goes with the regeneration of damaged tissues. They're just finding more and more. And I'm getting so excited because it's actually being acknowledged in the medical community.
All right. So you mentioned that you have channeled seven shapes, okay? And you mentioned the infinity sign in standing up vertical in the proportion of golden ratio is one of them. What are the other seven shapes that you have channeled?
Well, the one that I just mentioned and described is actually the building block of all the others. So the golden proportioned infinity, which is in its first incarnation, shows me as pure full spectrum gold, the color, but it is not always, it's called a golden infinity because of the mathematical proportion, not because of the color, because the color changes later. So the heart showed up the first time in a full spectrum lapis lazuli blue, mm-hmm. and it's perfect proportion in relationship to the golden infinity. So the very first geometry is called infinite love, obviously. So the infinite love, a year and a half later, replicated itself and turned upside down and came down onto the one that was standing vertically until the two infinities locked into place.
Hmm.
And so that's called the one. And it's, I call it the lover and the beloved. So each of these have a purpose and a message. The very first one, if I may read it to you, is assisting us in deepening our communion with God, Source, Spirit beyond any naming, to move beyond the illusionary barriers of separation between Source and ourselves, and to aid in the healing and raising of the vibrational frequencies of the human race and all life everywhere. That's pretty powerful for a very simple geometry. So the next one that I mentioned is called the One, which I call the Awakened Heart, or the Lover and the Beloved. One, becoming one inside the other, consciously reunited once again. The illusion of separation has been removed, and the beloved can feel, sense, know the lover or God, the true meaning of unity. So this was the second one, and it was a year and a half before I received the second one. The first one needed to be fully grounded here. These geometries, as strange as it sounds, are the first time on this planet. And as I said, it's taken me years not only to be able to really hear that, but also to say it publicly. So I'm really standing a lot more fully in my understanding, my knowledge, and my willingness to stand forward and say a lot of the things that sound a little strange. And the third, you asked about the seven. The third one are four of these building blocks I'm calling infinite love. And it's actually has an unusual name. It says only. So instead of only, which is a very finite sound in our language, I was told to change the Y to an I, because it was like you were speaking about feng shui. It was saying that it was redirecting the energy up instead of down. So it's O-N-L-I. And I call it the Golden Phoenix of Loving Transformation. And it's four of them. For those of you who would like to know what it looks like, it would be like taking four of the infinite loves and having all four of the points of the heart touching at the center. So they would be radiating out you'd have four of them. So we've gone from one cell to two cells to four cells. Okay. And then all three of those came together. And this was my first experience with a gestation of multiple objects becoming one. And so infinite love, the one and only, became the trilogy. They superimposed on top of each other. And in a period of 9 months, 8 or 9 months, I was shown, going to sleep one night, all of a sudden through my, in my closed eyes, this geometry just appeared so fast. And I knew exactly how it came together, what it was. I mean, I knew immediately. And it was so bright that I was blinding, absolutely blinding. And so what they, all three of them became one. And so I cannot describe that. Okay. And not with words. The one that came after that is 24 of these infinite love geometries, and they created the flower of love. Mm-hmm. And subsequent to that were the only geometry that uses only the golden infinities. There were four golden infinities, two sets that formed a cross, and they were called the golden cross. So, and the name of those is infinite, or elegance and grace is one pair, simplicity and beauty is the other pair. I wanted to just go back to the purpose of only was loving transformation of anything that no longer serves us. And it will help bring that to the surface and help people transmute it in the most gentle and kind way. It's not just, there are other ways of releasing things, but my feedback has been that people who are used to working with energy say this is the most loving, kindest way I've ever worked with. The trilogy's message was obvious: infinite love in the one and only heart there is.
Great. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. And we'll be right back listening to Antonio Albano and listen to the information of that about the sacred geometry that she's personally channeled.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
Antonio Albano, you have introduced a new sacred geometry that you personally have channeled. Why is it new and how does it differ?
Well, okay. It is called, it has evolved and is now called the Geometric Technologies of Love for the next octave of human, the next octave of love. Geometry evolves, and Just like life evolves, mathematics evolves, I found out that love also evolves. And these geometries are telling us that they are new on this earth plane and that they have come because enough people, it's kind of like the critical mass has been met. Enough people have asked and prayed for a better way, for a more kind world, for a more loving world, for a more conscious world, for more connection on a conscious basis. And these are here from a much more advanced civilization. And again, it took me a while to really hear that. And it works, talking about the next octave, it was shown to me when I said, well, how can I explain that? And it said to look at a scale of music from do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. You can still have do and do, but the do's are an octave apart. And so when we talk about wherever we are is the first level of do. So we would go do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Okay, and I'm going to interrupt for our audience so they can follow you. So Antonio Albano was referring to solfeggio harmonics. And solfeggio harmonics are variations of Hertz. They're the fundamental building blocks of Gregorian chants. And different solfeggio harmonics are known to heal different things. So I believe there's one, I always mess up, it's for the heart, the miracle solfeggio heart frequency. It's the F note, for example. And when we listen to sound healing music puts us in the vibration of solfeggio harmonics so that our cells can be more organized. Yes. So how do you use solfeggio harmonics in your sacred geometry?
Well, I don't.
Okay.
I've never put the two together. This is actually talking about vibrational frequency. And that's the solfeggio definitely has, reference to all of that. And yes, I understand what you're speaking of. This is actually taking humanity from one vibrational frequency to helping them create an infrastructure and a wiring that will allow them to hold a higher frequency for more intensity of that frequency for longer periods of time. This is taking humanity from one level through many levels. And this is supposed to be for the next, until we are ready to reach out for the next age. Mm-hmm. And that's anywhere up to 2000 to 2500 years. So as far-fetched as that sounds, these are here to assist humanity and to assist all life for the next 2000 or so years until we are ready to bring in a new age, another age. So this is for this entire age. And so each one of these have their own frequencies, but they're also helping us wire and the infrastructure in our bodies and in our brains, in our fields, so that we actually can hold higher frequencies. So at some point through these 2000 years, we will have moved from the frequency of do, wherever your personal frequency is, up through all of these scales, all the way up through do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, to the next one, when another whole age comes in, and then we move up to another. So dimensional shifting is moving a vibrational frequency, since everything exists simultaneously. When we're operating at a different frequency, we will be seeing things and experiencing things differently than somebody who might be next to us in their own frequency, not able to hold those frequencies. So as we move into a new age, a new earth, a new human, we're also moving into an evolving love and a conscious connection with the creation or the source of all creation.
And let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. And we'll be right back listening about the sacred geometry that Antonio Albano has channeled.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Antonio Albano, so you have described for our audience the seven sacred geometry shapes that you personally have channeled.
Not yet. There's one more. And this is the most important because as I mentioned earlier, the gestation of the first three that became the fourth, then the fifth and the sixth also joined that gestation and became the seventh. And that's called radiance. And radiance is the unified field system of love for the new millennium, for this next entire age. And it's a system of, I'm gonna read this because it's a little, a system of full spectrum, luminescent, iridescent, radiant light and sound, which flow like a water fountain from each of the centers of our human form's energetic centers, and also around our entire field and beyond. It's each of the messengers synergistically combined to create a system much larger than the sum of its parts. It's a living geometric technology system of love. It's a unified field system of love.
So, and what does that shape actually look like?
It is infinite love, the one only trilogy, flower of love, golden cross, all together.
So it's all the previous six shapes put together.
And they have synergistically created all of it. And so it is something that looks to be like a spaghetti bowl, but it's not. And when I have seen like Metatron's cube, when I have seen some of the ones that we're familiar with that we just take for granted, we see them in 2D, in two dimensions. But when you see them fully, they are as intricate in their ways as this is. So I used to be very concerned that it was so so many pieces that it was just, how could it possibly have any effect on people? Or was it not discordant? But each one of the geometries is totally coherent and totally balanced. So that as each one is introduced to the next one, and each one built on the previous one, each one has gained more and more strength as the previous ones held the space for it also. So when they come together synergistically to create the one, They have, each one of them have been balanced, have been here sometimes for several years. They have been anchored onto this earth plane. And they become the family. They become a synergistic family operating as one.
All right. So Antonio Albano, let's take this back for our audience. People who are listening, people who are doing their best to understand what you're saying. We're here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. How can ordinary people use these new sacred geometries that you have channeled for their health and well-being?
Well, the message I got very clearly in the very beginning is that these were to embody. They were for those of us who wanted to move into a more a higher vibrational frequency, that we wanted more conscious communication with the creation of all life, that we wanted to live lives of more grace, more kindness, more compassion. And when we choose to align with these messengers with very specific purposes, we choose to, first of all, connect with them. And that's the biggest step right there, is the choice to align with their frequencies. We then, as we mentioned a little earlier, we sit with them. We call them in. Over the years, I've learned that they are, each one of them, intelligence manifest. Each one is his own intelligence. And that's why the name changed from just geometries to geometric technologies. One little quick story. I used to call them divine symbols. And I did for about 6 years. And one day I was talking to my husband about one that was going to be introduced in a couple months. And I used the word symbol, and I heard this voice that said geometry. And after about six times, the voice got a little irritated and it said, "I am not a symbol. I do not represent anything. I am a living geometric technology system. I am." And so I began to learn to call them geometries and then geometric technologies. So in that process, they speak to you. They, as we were talking about, tracing them, meditating with them. I have printouts where I ask people to hold them between their hands and just feel them, to actually connect with them. And so these will speak to you. They will become you. You begin to embody them, and then you can actually project them out into places, so in rooms, between people.
So where can our audience actually see pictures of the seven geometric technologies that you have channeled?
They would see them on my personal website. And I will say that, as we all know, things have a timing, a perfect timing. And I have been holding these fairly close to me because the timing has not been absolutely right. I've been teaching them for quite a while, since about 2005 or six, shortly after. In fact, actually, I had the first one for a year and I heard the voice saying it's time to share it. So, but I have not put them out a lot of publicly. And on my website, I do have the summary of what each of them are, why they came, and a picture of each of them. And I will be putting more information for the first time very soon, because I'm feeling that it's been almost 20 years and it's time. They've settled enough, and it's time for me to get them out to a broader
So
spectrum.
If someone is listening, they can go to antonioalbano.com and find images of these seven geometric technologies. Is that correct? So let's go back to how this actually works. So for example, in sound healing, You can, there's different ways of using sound healing. You can simply listen to the music. And by listening to the music, you come into energetic resonance with the specific solfeggio harmonics that you may happen to listen to. You can also do a technique called resonation, which is where you sing, or in Chinese medicine, there's actually five different sounds that you make to activate the five elements in Chinese medicine. So you can make the sounds yourself, you can listen to them, you can have the sound healing music even playing in the background at a very, very low level and still balance the energy in a space. So what I'm hearing you say, Antonio Albano, with these seven geometric technologies that you have channeled, people can look at them, people can meditate on them, people can visualize them, people can trace them. Did I get all that correct?
Mm-hmm.
You can visualize that symbol and in your space, and you're activating those frequencies when you do this. Did I get that right?
And in addition to that, at some point very near future, I will have the recordings of the songs as I've heard them, as they've come through to me. And I want to point out, Catherine, that people may hear their own sounds with them. They may hear their own melodies with them. They will speak to each individual, as that person also needs to be spoken to, in addition to what I have brought forth as the foundation.
So what you're saying is that in addition to visual images, you've also heard sounds associated with each symbol.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we're talking again here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. So when people have visualized these shapes, traced the shapes, meditated on the shapes, imagined the shapes, called the frequency of that shape into their space, what are some of the changes that you've seen other people experience? Not you, but others.
A joy. Absolute happiness. I can see it in their eyes at the end of a workshop or time when we've spent a few days with them and meditating with them. And I also have a floor walk that I've had made where they can actually walk a geometry on the floor. And I can see it in the way that they are. They're glowing. Their eyes are sparkling. The feedback is beautiful. It makes it all worthwhile.
Now, you say that these are the geometries of love. How does this actually relate to love?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, love evolves also, as does mathematics and all life. So this is helping people remove all the barriers that have in the armor and the things that no longer serve, so that we can become more of the brilliant light beings that we actually are. And so in doing so, we have more communion with the source of all creation. And so in that way, you know, we are living in this human body, in this third dimension, fourth and fifth dimensions. We have so much scope as to where we have not moved and will not move until we're ready to move. We are evolving, and I don't believe that we are the most evolved species of humankind or of life. So I think that by utilizing the gifts that are being given to us, that we have the capacity to move into something that I continually am told, beyond your ability to cognate. It is so far beyond anything you can even imagine, no matter how blissful an experience someone has, that what we're looking at is maybe 2,000 years into the future. And so it gives us that ability. And so I see that in people's eyes, and I see that in their feedback. And it's a joy to work with.
So final question, Antonio Albano, How can using this geometric technologies of love lead to personal transformation?
Well, it's an inner, definitely an inner transformation. It helps to build what I call the infrastructure that helps to create the wiring and the infrastructure to be able to hold higher frequencies, more intensities of those frequencies for longer periods of time. And in that process also, we begin to embody more fully the messages and the gifts that are being given to us. We have so many beings of love around each one of us that gosh, it's like I'm almost at a loss for words, because it's about the infrastructure. And that's what it changes. It changes everything from our ability to perceive, to our ability to be in the world, to our ability to be more compassionate, to be more open, to be more kind, to be in a living prayer, that we're walking as a living prayer. And I think that that might be one of the things that I really would like to impress, is that I believe that the message is helping us, all of these messengers are helping us become a living prayer and to live a life of what I call conscious benediction. And that to me is the reason why I am so in love, literally, with these geometric technologies of love.
So if somebody's listening to this broadcast, they can go to AntonioAlbano.com and actually see the images of these seven shapes. And Albano, Albano, if someone around the world, would you recommend they print out the images and look at them and print them out, trace them, meditate on them, and notice?
And just notice what they feel. And if you can't trace them because they're complicated, what you might want to do is just print it out and hold it between your hands and sit with it. Invite the intelligence that is it to come talk to you, to come be with you. I've actually had them walk into me, and you can feel it. It's just, you become it. You live it.
You've been listening to The Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Our guest today has been Antonio Albano, and you can see the images that she has channeled at her website, AntonioAlbano.com. And remember, when you put yourself in the presence of high frequency energy, natural healing occurs. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.